Apparently, I have a Zoom account because what I usually do to go to my Zoom meetings is to say, join a meeting. Then it says meeting history. And that's where I go in and I go up and down, flick up and down to the meeting that I'm looking for. But I have a whole bunch of meetings in there that I want to get rid of, you know, because I don't go to them. I don't even know what they are. Where do I go to, you know, edit that list and get them out of there so I just have the meetings that I use?
Unfortunately, I don't think there's any way to delete individual meetings. I think what you'd have to do is to, and I don't know where to find this, but to clear your total history. I don't think you can go into individual meetings. That's the problem.
I've seen that, clearing the history, and I didn't want to do that.
The thing is, once you did that, if you logged back in, say, to this meeting, which is probably one of the only ones that you still use, once you logged in there once, that would be stored in your history and that would still be there. But unfortunately, I don't know any way of deleting individual meetings from your
history. Clear the history and then go back in and then put this in at the end and you'd be good.
For some reason, as far as I know, this link for this Zoom is not in my history. The only way I get to you guys every week is to go to the email and just tap on it. You know, the link on the email. And then I look, I don't think that you guys are in my history. So how do I make sure that I get ViBug into my history?
Well, I can tell you how I do it, and other people may have another way, but rather than clicking on a link, I get the 9-digit number. Sometimes it's 10, but it's usually 9 digits that's at the end of a meeting address. I go to Zoom and I go to join and I type in that 9-digit number and that brings up the meeting and usually puts it in the history immediately.
So where's that? Is that on the email for you guys? The 9-digit?
Yes.
Is that on that email?
Yeah, it's called the meeting ID. If you look at the phone number, it's the part after the phone number. It's got 9 digits.
Or if you look at the link, Judy, it's at the end of the link. The last thing in the link is a 9-digit number, and that's the ID.
I have a website that I use at work that's actually part of Salesforce. But the one thing that I'm really baffled about is I have a table that at the top of each column, you have the ability to widen or narrow the column by changing the number of pixels in the column. If I'm halfway down the rows, reading across the columns, every cell I read in a column, it tells me the width of that column. So it'll say something like 55 something, and then it'll give me the information in the column. Does anybody know how to get rid of that with JAWS so it doesn't say that anymore?
I have no idea if this will help, but I wonder if the issue is that width being considered like part of the table title, like the header
row? It is. That's exactly what's happening.
Okay. So then I think there is a setting. I'm trying to look really quickly.
Well, I can tell you what I've tried. I've tried turning off column headers. I tried telling it not to read anything but the header, I forget what it's called, header row, I think it called
it.
Header
row, yeah.
There's a type of table that's for layout purposes only.
Yes, the layout tables ignore, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't have any effect on it. So nothing that I did had any effect until I turned everything off, and then it didn't read the name of the column. So I need to know the name of the column.
Yeah.
I suspect there's no way to make that go away.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they seem like they're connected, like it's being treated like the one column type header. So it's like you'll have to turn it off and then just know what the headers are, and like temporarily, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's annoying when they say it's going to be more accessible and it ends up not.
I just have a Zoom-related question. So I'm just doing this for the first time, and I don't like to create accounts. So I was wondering, what do you get if you create an account? Is that when you get the history and all that, or are there more things to it?
Hi. So the other things you get the ability, at least this might have changed, but if it did, it was recent. I know with an account, you used to be able to save your name, whereas if you didn't have one, you'd always have to type your name in when you joined. Otherwise, it would just take the name of your device. So like if your device's name was iPhone, you know, no one would know who you were. And then the other thing is that you can save your settings. So like I've saved mine to automatically connect to audio. So if you don't save the settings, then you get that dialogue that you probably got in the beginning asking you if you wanted to connect. And so then you would just be able to bypass that. And I mean, in general, you can save settings, but that's the one that I've, you know, most frequently saved.
Do you have a history if you don't have an account?
I haven't checked yet.
Because you don't have to pay for an account, but you do to use Zoom the best, you do have to have a Zoom account, but you can use it without it. So
yeah,
I can understand how why somebody might want to do that.
I mean, I would assume the biggest advantage is you can set up your own meetings. You can't set up your own meetings if you don't have an account.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And there are also, if you don't pay for an account, there are restrictions on how many people can be in the meetings and for how long.